It's the California Update from KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The state of California has officially joined the opposition to President Donald Trump's executive order banning travel from seven nations. Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento that the state's new attorney general was part of a friend of the court brief filed against the ban Monday.
The amicus brief is the first official court action State Attorney General Javier Becerra has taken to challenge the Trump administration after Democratic state leaders brought him on expressly for that purpose. Becerra is one of 16 Democratic state attorney generals filing the brief. It argues that the denial of visas to students, professors, physicians, and tourists have harmed state schools, hospitals, and tourism revenues. The filing says more than 2,000 students go to California public universities on visas from the banned countries. U.S. Justice Department lawyers have argued the executive branch controls the nation's borders and the ban is necessary for security. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Companies that test self-driving cars on California roads have offered the public a glimpse of their progress in new state filings. But Daniel Potter has found fully autonomous vehicles are likely still a ways off.
Auto driving. 11 companies testing self-driving cars in California filed disengagement reports with the Department of Motor Vehicles. They show times human drivers took manual control over the vehicles.
Manual.
Google, which is spinning off its self-driving business under the name Waymo, logged far more miles on California roads than the rest put together. The company reports in 2016, test drivers only had to switch auto driving mode off an average of once every 5,000 miles. UC Berkeley research engineer Steve Schladover says the technology is improving, but it still has a long ways to go.
We have to remember how rare the actual serious crashes are that happen today. So fatal crashes are about 1 in 100 million miles.
Schladover says autonomous cars will need to be at least as safe as humans before drivers let them take over. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.
Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.